how important and powerful are words? Yeah, we talked a little bit about words. Words, the words you use are really irrelevant, because what's really relevant is when you are speaking words, words do have vibration. But when you're speaking words, it's the attachment of the vibration to the word that's more important. So if I use a word and you use the same word, we may use the same word but have a completely different vibration attachment to it. So the real key is use words that when you're saying them, they make you feel good. They make you feel better. And everybody has different speech patterns and words that you use. Again, my phrase that makes me feel much better is everything always works out. Everything always works out for me in the end. I don't know how, but it will always work out. All is well. That's another phrase that people use. All is well. Things are fine. Things always work out. Things always work out. I don't know how, and I can't explain how, but I just know everything always works out because I'm feeling good and I'm putting out a good vibration and good feelings are coming into my life in good situations. And things will always just work out fine because they always do. So words are important and speaking is important because when you say words, you're reflecting what your thoughts are, but you can also use words to change your thoughts. And you're looking for thoughts that are giving you good feelings. So choose words wisely. Oh, it'll be fine. I mean, that's a great phrase. It'll be fine. It'll work out. It'll work out. I don't know how it'll work out. Everything's terrific. Someone says, how are you? Say a word or a phrase that makes you feel better. You can be as, quote, goofy as saying, I'm good and getting better. Oh, if I felt any better, it'd be illegal. Oh, I'm getting better every day. I'm feeling great. You can say something that makes you feel good, but don't lie. Don't say something that makes you feel bad. Let's say I had a rough night last night. How are you? And let's say you feel horrible. How are you? I feel great. Well, you don't. You feel horrible. So it's perfectly okay. Someone says, how are you doing? Well, you know, I was feeling really terrible, but I'm really getting better. I'm working on really getting better. Because that's an accurate statement. I was really feeling terrible. Well, I got some bad news this morning, and I felt like I got hit in the stomach. But I'm working through that, and I'm getting better. See, that's an accurate statement. You can feel good about that statement because you're telling the truth. If you say, I feel terrific, I feel fantastic, you're lying. And actually, you'll feel worse because your mind is going to be focused on the lack of feeling terrific and fine and on the problem. Make sense? Okay. Question. Excellent question. When you're using this technique in relation to another person, let's say you want this person to give you a raise or you want this person to do something. Isn't their thoughts, goals, and desires affecting the process? The answer is yes. Remember, when you transmit a vibration, that vibration is picked up by other brains and affects physical matter. So when you're dealing with another human being and you're putting out a vibration, and this human being, for example, is going to give a raise to somebody, or this person is going to decide whether he's going to buy your house at a certain price, and you're trying to put that vibration out, they may be putting out a counter-intention vibration. Or somebody else may be giving an intention to them as well that's affecting them. This is why it's important that the ultimate, the larger scheme of things, the feeling that you ultimately want is what you're vibrating. And this is why you have to care, but not that much. And this is why one specific thing on a specific time frame is not the ideal way to send out a vibration. But rather, a more general vibration of how you want to feel and a knowledge that there are things outside the radar screen that you don't know about that are probably much better off for you than what you even consider and see with your own two eyes. So if I'm dealing with a person, I want this person to invest in my company. Well, do I want this person to invest in my company? Or do I want investment into my company? And do I really want investment into my company? Or do I want my company to grow and prosper? Do you understand? You may think that you need this guy to give you investment into your company. Otherwise, everything's going to crumble. That's the wrong thought process. Maybe you need investment, but you may think you need investment into your company for it to grow and prosper and you to be ultimately successful. But maybe that's not true. So what you ultimately want is you want your company to grow and prosper so you can be ultimately successful, but that's not true. What you really want is for you to feel powerful and successful and feel that you've achieved something and become ultimately wealthy. That's what you really want. You don't want this guy to give you investment. You think that's the method to get you to the ultimate objective, which is you want to feel powerful, feel that you've achieved something, and become wealthy. That's what you want. You think you want this guy to give you an investment. That's not what you want. So when you're vibrating, I want this guy to give me an investment, that's really not it. So when you actually look at what you want, it's much better to say, what do I really want here? Do I want this guy to give me an investment? No, I think this is what's needed. Guess what, gang? You ain't that smart. This is why you can't assume things that happen or don't happen are good or bad. Because you have to really go, what do you ultimately want here? And let the universe use the best method to get you to where you want to go. So in this example, you don't want this, for example, you don't want this guy to give you an investment, and you don't want investment, and you don't want your company to prosper. What you're really looking for is you want to feel, you know, that you've achieved something, that you've created something, and become wealthy. So focus on that without the specifics. Because what the method and the way that you think that's going to happen probably is not the method that is best and the way it will work out anyway. So don't even focus on it. Does this make sense? If you think, I want this guy to buy my house, no. You may think, well, I want somebody to buy my house, no. You may say, well, yeah, I want to sell my house. Well, why do you want to sell your house? So I can have enough money so I can buy a new house. So what you want is you want to buy a new house. You think the method that will get you to buy a new house is to sell your existing house. Well, maybe that's not the right thing. Maybe this is not the right time. Maybe the market's going to change in 6 months that you don't know about. And it'll be much better if you don't sell the house now. And that maybe there's going to be a great new house that's going to be given to you at a spectacular deal and you can rent this house out and have a fantastic investment. You understand? You don't know the method. So it's much better to be general with your wishes, and it's much better to really, when you're thinking about what you want, ask yourself, why do I really want this? Why do I think I want this?